Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. As we roll into hour number two of the program, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we're just going to ride into the phone calls here to start things out. Sam in Texas on the Amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I'm out here at Pork Fest this week.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Just enjoying it. And today I took the bus tour down to Concord, and we did a tour of the Capitol building, and it was kind of an interesting experience.
Why is that?
Well, we pretty much walked right in. There were no metal detectors to go through, no security. I believe there were people in the group who were carrying, not open carry, but just carrying weapons because it's not strictly prohibited other than in the courthouse.
Really?
I thought it was the state house.
I thought you couldn't bring weapons into the state house.
The way I had it explained by some of the locals was that the state is taking that position and putting signs up, but the law specifically excludes only the courthouse as the only place that people are not allowed to carry.
Oh, I see. So even though they've put up signs, it's not actually prohibited by law.
Right. So people are doing, you know, a little bit of civil disobedience. There was also a group that went out to see the Browns as well. I don't know how that turned out or anything. But while we were there, we also got to see the governor of the state sign a bill into law. Well, this is not that bad. He signed Live Free or Die as one of the honorary state songs. And there was a class of school kids there who were all singing the song before he signed the bill. And he talked to them about government. He's like, what do you guys want to see? And they said, a smoking ban. They also wanted to see tougher, you know, laws. All of these socialist programs.
Sure. They're going to government school. That's what they're being told to say.
And then right after that, they sing Live Free or Die.
How ironic.
Well, they're told that that's the American way. You know?
And it's not random with them at all. I don't think they really understand what the song's about.
You're a free citizen. Pay your taxes.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's this 1984 backwards thinking that we've got going here. We're the land of the free, and we got to pay our taxes or go to jail.
Yeah. New Hampshire certainly is not the free state yet. It's got a long way to go. But one thing's for sure, it's much better to start here than anywhere else.
Yeah,
we're
absolutely
closer than everywhere else.
We haven't slipped as far into a socialist mire as many states have. And they already have sort of a bit of a libertarian mentality. Most of the people in the state sort of understand personal liberties, fiscal responsibility, things like that.
I would agree. We ran into two senators today. One of them, we were with the Free State Project, and he was great. He introduced himself to everyone. He took us onto the Senate floor, explained some things about some of the paintings on the wall, and really welcomed us to the state. Another one we saw at the gas station filling up the gas in his car. So I jumped out and I said, Senator, I've got one of your constituents in the van, and he'd like to talk to you. We're all with the Free State Project. And he said, I don't agree with the Free State Project. I think government can do good. And got in his car and drove away as fast as he could.
Coward. Interesting story. Are you enjoying Pork Fest so far?
I'm having a great time, yeah. I'm really looking forward to this weekend. It's kind of been slowly building up. Met a lot of really interesting people just from all across the board.
And there's a wide variety of activities going on as well. What are some of the other things you've taken part in?
The only things I've done so far are the two bus tours to Keene yesterday, where I met you guys.
Oh, yes.
And I got to meet Russell, and we went out to the Canarios,
Yeah, Lauren Canario.
That's not her husband's last name.
And Jim, her husband, I believe. Helped them work on their house a little bit. Got to look at property in the area, kind of get a feel for the places that I might be able to live.
Now, Sam, have you ever been to New Hampshire before? Is this your first time?
First time.
You know, I was just thinking about the story with the senator, and, you know, if it was Free State Project California, a California senator wouldn't be scared. He wouldn't care about the Free State Project. It wouldn't matter to him at all. His agenda would be well on its way to getting done because there'd be so many people, and they were so mired in their socialism that it wouldn't make the least bit of difference if we moved 20,000 liberty-loving individuals into California.
Yeah.
Or at least it wouldn't make nearly the amount of difference that it would in New Hampshire. Here, They jump in the car and run away when you guys come.
Sam, we'll see you this weekend, man. Thanks for the story. And that's actually, I think, the first Pork Fest update we've gotten. So thank you for it. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, think about, put yourself into that senator's shoes for a moment there. You've heard all these rumors that there's this Free State Project and they're going to move all these activists to New Hampshire, which is what the Free State Project is.
They're going to put an end to all my socialist programs.
Well, you've heard all these rumors and you've seen some news articles, but some of the news articles have sort of come out against the Free State Project in that they've tried to sort of trash the project by saying, well, there were supposed to be 20,000 people here by now, but looks like there's only a couple hundred. And you know, there's sort of, this is some of the attitude that the news articles have taken.
Well, the original idea of the Free State Project was to get 20,000 people here by September 2006. And it didn't happen. It just didn't happen. It's going to take longer than that for people to get here, to get the word out, to get 20,000 people to sign up. I don't think we need 20,000 people. At this point, we're already having success. We stopped the seatbelt law that they were trying to put into play.
Mm-hmm.
That we're not going to have a real ID in this state. There's been some successes for the Free State. At this point, we're probably stopping the huge socialist snowball from rolling down the mountain or slowing it down quite a bit.
The first Free Stater has been elected to office.
Mm-hmm. There's 450 people from, you know, Free Staters that are in the state currently, probably about 250 movers. And it's the first 1,000 managed to make it, so there'll be 1,000 people here by the end of 2008. That means the snowball, we can start jacking that baby back up the mountain and get rid of some of the socialism.
Yeah, absolutely. Things are really going to, then we're going to have our own snowball eventually. Once we can get their snowball back up to the top, then we'll have our own after that as it goes down the other side, if you want to use that analogy. But going back to what I was saying, put yourself in that senator's shoes, because he's heard things about the Free State Project, but he's probably never really met any of them. Maybe he has. I don't know. Some of them mill around the Senate House, but I doubt he's ever seen a van load of them all at once, which is what this was yesterday. They had this van sort of full of people.
That's got to be a little scary.
Touring around the state. And so there you are at the gas station. This friendly group of strangers is approaching you and saying, "Hi, we're from the Free State Project, and you've heard these things, but now they're here, and there they are in front of you, and they
armed apparently too,
and they look just like everyone else. So no, they're going to fit in. They're going to blend. They're going to spread their message.
Mm-hmm.
And your days are numbered, Senator. So enjoy your power while you still have it." 800-259-9231. As Porkfest continues on this week, I know tonight there's going to be, I guess, more of a solemn occasion. I think the Cannings are hosting a candlelight vigil for the Ed Brown family.
Mm.
And there's been fun stuff going on. I think they had some scuba diving going on. I know there's been some shooting competition. I don't know if that's happened yet, the shooting competition. We've yet to hear that. But it's going all the way through the end of the weekend. And at Porkfest, you'll be able to attend leadership and activist training seminars and hear and discuss the progress in the future of the Free State Project. Register today at porkfest.com or just show up. That's PORCFEST.com, porkfest.com. You get to meet a bunch of our listeners who are going to be there. We've already met a few of them as they came out to tour the city of Keene a few days ago. And you'll get to meet some super activists like Russell Canning and Lauren Canario, two people that we've had on the show and talked quite a bit about. All these people are going to be in attendance, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to going there on Saturday. 800-259-9231. As everywhere else in the country, things continue to get worse, including, of course, at your local airport, where things are the worst of the worst. Anyway, Becky Akers at LouRockwell.com, who usually does a very good job of keeping up with the TSA's bumbling foolishness and just stupidity. Did you hear the story, Mark, about the sippy cup?
Was this the sippy cup that was filled with margarita?
No!
Okay.
No. The sippy cup for the typical recipient of a sippy cup, a young person, mm-hmm. a small child, and a mom with her small child in the, I believe, Reagan National Airport, D.C. Now, you know how these bureaucrats can be when you don't follow all their rules and you don't have, you know, you've got your bottle of water open in advance of the screening process. You can't have any liquids or gels, including sippy cups. And we'll tell you what happened to this lady and her son, or her child in this particular case. It's pretty sick. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Are you against liquor laws but worried your teens will drive drunk? Have them watch a free video from underage drinkers against drunk driving. Go to udad.com. That's udadd.com. After watching this powerful video presentation, your teens will never want to drink and drive. Try your luck selling UDAD merchandise. That's udad.com, udadd.com. A message from underage drinkers against drunk driving.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. Readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
Hi, this is Tom Andrew with Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. Friday, June 1st, gold closed up $10 per ounce and silver closed up 32 cents per ounce. Significant daily gains in precious metals are not uncommon during volatile times. Don't get caught on the wrong side of this market. Call me today at 1-800-606-1294 to lock in prices as well as your future buying power. That's 1-800-606-1294. Precious Metals has always preserved purchasing power during times of confiscatory taxation and rampant inflation. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan predicts a recession of alarming magnitude due to increasing budget and trade deficits. Listen, folks, the current economic system is like a game of financial musical chairs. 1-800-606-1294. Don't get caught standing without Precious Metals when the music stops. Call me now at 1-800-606-1294.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you his powerful tape at absolutely no charge to help you get started today. Call 1-800-920-9827. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful tape. There's absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-920-9827. 1-800-920-9827. 1-800-920-9827.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time?
Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/buy direct and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. And some of those features include the bulletin board system. We've got about 250,000 posts, about 1,500 people interacting, and lots of fun stuff to talk about. Serious issues being discussed as well. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. As we travel to Washington, D.C.'s Reagan National Airport, where Becky Akers reporting on the latest TSA insanity. She says, I guess because, this is LouRockwell.com, by the way, I guess because they didn't beat her to a pulp, the TSA, Transportation Security Administration, claims that its officers didn't quote, hassle female passenger with toddler at Reagan National Airport over sippy cup, end quote. That's from their website. Perhaps the agency needs a dictionary with hassle defined in one-syllable words that even its cretins can understand. Monica Emerson was trying to catch a flight on June 11th when she collided with the TSA's policy against liquids. Her son's sippy cup had water in it. The goon searching her child confiscated the cup. And a good thing, too. Those jumbo jets may look sturdy, but American aviation is a frail and fragile industry, undone by gels and lotions, cigarette lighters, passenger shoes, and, of course, sippy cups.
You know, it's one thing with the lighters. I suppose that it's possible to build some kind of little flash grenade that could... I think you could create a weapon of some sort with a lighter.
Mm-hmm.
The water thing is a bunch of hooey.
Yeah.
You cannot create any kind of weapon with water.
Well, there could have been a non-water substance in the cup. It could have been like a clear, water-like bomb. Or bomb-making material. How about that? They could make a bomb from, maybe it was alcohol, or something else flammable.
They serve alcohol on the plane.
Something flammable, something horrible and terrible could have been inside that cup. This mother could have been traveling with her 19-month-old son in order to blow up that plane and her 19-month-old toddler all at the same time. In fact, he might have been the ringleader. He might have well been in charge of the entire cell. Anyway, we'll continue the story. They, again, confiscated the young boy's sippy cup in this particular case, according to the Bill Adler, the blogger who broke the story last week, and she wanted the cup back because it's the only way her son would drink. So you can't give a 19-month-old a bottle of water to drink from.
Dump out the water, officer, and please give me my cup back.
A reasonable request. There's usually a big trash can right there where they order you to throw things into.
It's not like you can pop the top on a soda can and give it to the toddler and everything will be okay. For one, you don't want to give soda to a toddler because they'll start bouncing up and down and shoot off the walls and all that other stuff. And it keeps them from making messes. Don't you want there not to be messes on this plane, officer?
So Ms. Emerson was willing to spill the water out, drink the water, do anything, all so she could have the cup that her 19-month-old toddler could drink from. Imagine how smugly a bully willing to rob a toddler of his sippy cup greeted Monica's suggestions. Kids clutching contraband are about as close to terrorists as airport flunkies come, so they abuse them accordingly. Bonus points for making the moms cry harder than the kids. Monica was, quote, advised that I would have to leave security and come back through with an empty cup in order to retain the cup. As I was escorted out of security by the TSA and a police officer, I unscrewed the cup to drink the water, which accidentally spilled because I was so upset with the situation. At this point, I was detained against my will by the police officer and threatened to be arrested for endangering other passengers with the spilled 3 to 4 ounces of water. I was ordered to clean the water, and so I got on my hands and knees while I was being detained. The officer threatened to arrest me if I moved.
Can a TSA officer arrest anyone?
Well, there was a police officer here. They had called the cop over. So TSA and police were overseeing this as she's on her hands and knees cleaning up the water that she spilled by their orders. I was ordered to... Now, in a restaurant, when you spill your water... you may want to clean it up, but there are usually 3 waitresses that will run over or a busboy that will immediately start cleaning it up for you. So clearly customer service not really very high on the TSA's list of priorities here. But nonetheless, I was ordered to apologize for the spilled water and again threatened with arrest. I was threatened several times with arrest while detained and while 3 other police officers were called to the scene. A total of 4 police officers and 3 TSA officers reported to the scene where I was being held against my will.
That's pretty much what happened to me when I said that I didn't want the TSA bureaucrat to touch me.
Yep.
I had I think Laura counted 8 officers
and a dog.
Some were police officers and some were TSA. And this is exactly what they do.
I was also told that I should not disrespect the officer and could be arrested for this, too. I apologized to the officer, and she continued to detain me despite me telling her that I would miss my flight. The officer advised me that I should have thought about this before I intentionally spilled the water. Now then, to be fair, Becky points out that Monica is either a current or former employee with the Secret Service, which predictably declined comment on her employment status. And you can see why. Confirming this little detail would likely endanger national security as much as her son's sippy cup did. But since Monica is or was with the feds, we shouldn't be surprised if she's mendacious, and the TSA lost no time in calling her a liar. That takes a fair ton of gall, given the agency's extreme allergy to truth. It lies about everything all the time, from the delays at its checkpoints cause passengers to its air marshal's murder of Rigoberto Alpizar. And though Monica's account does contain some discrepancies, it doesn't approach the number in the average press release from the TSA. Now, her tallest tale seems to be that she spilled the water when she may have deliberately dumped it.
Yeah, but it sounds like she dumped it. I was wondering about the terminology spill. It sounded like she went, oh, you want the water out of here?
Here you go.
Yeah. That's what it sounded like happened, which I can certainly understand somebody being like that. You should clean it up, but that should be the end of it. Give me my sippy cup back.
I don't know. I understand that you say you should clean it up. But these people are such jerks.
No,
I don't blame her for doing that at all.
I can see making the point, but
and it's
if you
just
spill
water.
Something, if you pour something on the ground, you should be the one that cleans it up.
Yeah, I understand that, but these guys are scum of the earth, and it's just water. It's not like she spilled pudding everywhere.
What are they supposed to do, just let her leave it there so that everybody can track it through?
Well,
and
they've
get
their janitorial staff.
There's people,
call the janitors over and have them take care of it.
There's people walking around in their socks. I think that it's reasonable to have her clean it up. I think that she was probably treated unreasonably up to that point, but that doesn't give one the right to act unreasonably.
To bolster the story, the TSA posted video footage of Monica's travail on its website. Actually, at the crucial moment, one of the people in the frame blocks the view of Monica's hand in the cup, so it's actually unclear exactly what happens. We see Monica shaking the cup upside down immediately afterwards, but she could be demonstrating its emptiness, and I think that Becky's making a stretch on this one. I've seen the video footage, and it looks pretty clear like she did dump the cup out.
Okay.
But nonetheless, more important than who's lying is the TSA's outsized attempt to discredit and therefore silence this critic. Even the mainstream media notes that it took an unusual step when it posted the video, but the TSA went further. It features the film in a newly created section on their website called Mythbusters. Joseph Goebbels must be rolling his eyes. The TSA apparently reasons that Monica's inaccuracies, whether deliberate or due to stress, somehow excuse its 5 years of unconstitutional searches, thefts, groping, rapes, and assaults. More on the way. 800
rapes?
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Well, the TSA doesn't hire the best of the best. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust,
Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features totally free, Shrine of Female listeners included. That is the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. And the Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles. Within the GOP, visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. It's rlc.org. As we continue, the story from lourockwell.com, Becky Akers reporting on a woman who apparently allegedly works with the Secret Service. So it's like government bureaucrat versus government bureaucrats. In this case, she wasn't acting in her Secret Service capacity. She was acting in her capacity as mom. She had her 19-year-old toddler with her, and the 19-month-old toddler had a sippy cup, as many toddlers do. And apparently the TSA agents didn't take too kindly to that. So they confiscated the sippy cup. Then mom decided, okay, I'll go and I'll take care of it. I'll go and, you know, dump it out or whatever. And as she was walking away, she was pretty upset. So she opened it up and dumped it on the ground. Now, she claims she didn't. She claims it spilled. The video footage looks like she dumped it, though you can't be absolutely sure because of somebody walking in front of the camera at just the right time. Anyway, after she had dumped it out, that's when things really heated up, because then the cops started threatening her. They had they detained her. They forced her to clean it up. They again threatened her with arrest several times, and they were just acting rude and mean in general. And so, as far as I'm concerned, they deserved to have the damn water dumped out on their floor. It wasn't going to damage the floor or anything like that. It wasn't even carpet. But nonetheless, we'll continue a bit of the story here. More important than who's lying is the fact that the TSA continues you know, just, I mean, 5 years of unconstitutional searches, thefts, groping, etc. It also assumes the TSA, tragically and correctly, given such comments as those on the ABC News website, that Americans are far enough gone in totalitarianism to applaud officers surrounding a mother and child, menacing them, forcing the woman to mop the floor, humiliating her as other passengers flow past. The video goes on and on and on for about 10 minutes, and brutes with nothing better to do torment this innocuous duo. Monica tries to walk away at one point, and a female officer grabs her arm and yanks her back.
What?
Two TSA dimwits laugh at her. A cop arrives on a bicycle as though an unarmed woman and a baby pose a threat. Something's horrifically wrong when a puddle can occupy this many leeches for this long. Nevertheless, quote, the TSA said in a statement that the incident and the videotape demonstrate that its officers display professionalism and concern for all passengers, end quote. Leviathan's lackeys wiping the floor with a citizen shows many things, but professionalism and concern for all passengers are not among them. Earl Morris, a deputy assistant administrator for security operations with the TSA, how's that for a title, told the AP, quote, the allegation here that we are out of control is absolutely false, unquote. So is the allegation that the TSA fights terrorists. And that's the latest from your local airport here in America.
Yeah, if the TSA was any good at its job, maybe there would be some kind of... They'd have a leg to stand on. But since we've read on the air reports from the government itself, when they test themselves, that the TSA misses 75% of guns, knives, and bombs that they test themselves on, I don't see any reason that we need these thugs harassing us at the airport.
Well, now, Mark, the TSA would say that that just means they need more screeners and more money. Then they'll catch more.
From what I can tell, most of them are just standing around doing nothing. When I go through, they're just, what's going on? You know, there's always a few of them working,
yeah.
But the majority of them seem to be standing around watching God knows what in the air.
Yeah, I've noticed that, too, and I don't travel a lot. I notice it every time I'm in an airport, is that behavior by them. Anyway, if you've got a TSA hell story to share, 1-800-259-9231, or bring up whatever you want. Let's go to the phones and talk to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Dave.
My son and I went to New York. Coming back, we bought one of the big pewter Statue of Liberties and a big pewter Empire State Building.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
And going through the checkpoint, my kid had his backpack on, and they tore his backpack apart, and they pull out the Empire State Building and the Statue of Liberty, and they're going to take it.
What?
So I grabbed it back, and they said, you can't have that. Those could be used as weapons. I said, they're knickknacks, man. They cost like about $25 each, whatever.
Right.
They're not cheap knickknacks. There's no such thing as a cheap knickknack that you bought in New York. I can tell you that.
The guy pushed the little button on his belt, and there was like five of them white shirt fat dudes all around and everything, mm-hmm. right? And they're all freaking out that I got this Statue of Liberty in the Empire State Building.
Wow.
I told them, I said, hey, the Statue of Liberty, man, what are you guys doing? You're going to take the Statue of Liberty out from me? And it made them look, you know, bad. But in the meantime, my son crossed a little line on the ground, and they made us go through the whole line again.
Oh, jeez.
See, but I think it's all a bigger picture. They're using this scare of the terrorist crap, like because you say, you know, they ain't catching nobody. It's all a big shakedown. They go after liquid now because you could smuggle cocaine by super saturating it into a liquid form and then evaporating it and stuff.
Theoretically, and, I think they're doing it to control people.
And the old people, they're on fixed incomes, and they're used to smuggle a lot of drugs and diamonds and cash and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a way to search all these people that you wouldn't want to be searching in front of regular people anyway. But, you know, what are they bothering the pregnant lady with the baby, you know, or how come they're... searching lady in a wheelchair.
Yeah,
you know?
Dave, I don't think they're doing it to find diamonds and drugs. I think they're doing it, and I agree with you that there is a bigger picture. And the bigger picture is to acclimate the American people to searches, to acclimate the American people
well,
to following orders.
They're targeting certain ones because these are the ones that are being used in the underground in the war against drugs and all that stuff, you know. So it's, you know, it's a big cat and mouse thing, and they want to search everybody whenever they want.
And they are, and they're putting up with it. And Dave, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I'm sorry, you can't take that Statue of Liberty on this plane. How blatant.
It's pretty funny.
You know, we've got the Security Edition, the Bill of Rights Security Edition, which is this metal version of the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, what, 3.5 inches by maybe 2.5 inches?
Sounds right.
Well, it's a little larger than a business card. You couldn't quite fit it in your wallet, but you can fit it in a front shirt pocket. And so the idea is you're supposed to walk through the security checkpoint with this Bill of Rights, this metal Bill of Rights, mm-hmm. on your person. You've already given them all your other stuff, and you sort of forget about the Bill of Rights as you walk through, and inevitably the metal detector will go off.
Sure,
and
will.
Then they'll get the wand out, and they'll wand you, and it'll beep on your shirt pocket. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. That's my Bill of Rights. Here you go. You know, so that way they get to take your Bill of Rights away
right.
from
they
you.
Right, they have to take your rights away from you.
Right, and so it's supposed to be poignant. The time that I did it, the guy didn't even register with the TSA agent.
He could have cared less.
But the thing I find interesting is he didn't really take a close look at this thing, because the Bill of Rights Security Edition is, again, a piece of metal that's fairly thin, and so I don't know if you could really slash someone's throat open with it, but you could, you know, you could
give them a heck of a scratch.
I mean, if they were able to, well, now hold on, if they were able to take over an airplane with box cutters,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say that the Bill of Rights Security Edition is too far removed from a box cutter as far as its sharpness and danger level is concerned.
I'd say it's less than a box cutter, but not a lot less than a box
right.
cutter.
It would hurt if you put this up to someone's throat. It's a little jab.
You could poke them good.
Yeah, the jabby edge on it is
you
very sharp.
You could definitely cut through skin with it. It wouldn't be the easiest thing in the world. It's certainly not going to. It's not sharp as a razor blade or anything like that.
If the Statue of Liberty, the pewter Statue of Liberty that Dave had, was a weapon, then Bill of Rights Security Edition definitely would qualify as a weapon. And they let me through with this.
They let you through with a cane. Are you telling me I couldn't wrap somebody good over the head with a cane?
1-800-259-9231. Is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. I wonder what would happen if you actually brought in, like, an old weapon, like a weapon that people don't really use very often anymore.
Battle axe?
Like a club or something like that you know, they wouldn't necessarily recognize. What would they do then? More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue-ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier like hundreds of our listeners have already done. But we could always use more because we've got a pretty lofty goal. We are looking to make to get in a certain amount of money per month so we can really effectively promote this show and get it on as many radio stations around the country as possible, get as many internet listeners on board with the program as well. So we've got some lofty goals. We've got some great things that we're doing already with the money that we have coming in. And all we're asking you for is $3 a month. Remember, everything on our website's for free. So enjoy all the site features. And if you like what we're doing, come on over and step into the go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up for the program. For, again, $3 a month, that's all we're asking. It can make a big difference for Free Talk Live. And you get some perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in line, the AMP-only chat room and forum and more. All the details, amp.freetalklive.com. Control is what it's all about. When it comes to the TSA, and the government in general, of course, is all about control. But the TSA is probably one of the more visible aspects of it, right? Because not everybody has to go out and get a business license. Most people just have a job, so they don't have to worry about that. Most people don't have to go and buy liquor licenses and go through all these regulatory hoops to run businesses because most people aren't business people. So they don't really, I don't think they really understand the level of control that the government is lording over us. But then you go into the airport, and there it is, plain as day, like you're in some third world country. Show us your papers. Here we are, our TSA. There, this is unprecedented in American history, but there it is. And everybody just sort of shrugs their shoulders at it, and they follow their orders that they're given by the TSA agents. And they, they just walk through the lines. They take off their shoes. They do what they're told, and they might think to themselves, man, that was really inconvenient. Oh, well. Got to do what I got to do to keep the country safe.
So if they even think that much about it, it's probably mostly what they're thinking is, I got to get to my plane,
yeah.
And this is in my way, and I just need to get through it.
Right. A lot of people, you know, they see that as necessary. That's what they've been told. They've been told it's necessary to have all these things. And by the way, government loves that word, necessary. That's a word that they can use to implement all sorts of tyrannical things. But most Americans, I think, are still are very much oblivious to how truly invasive and big this government has become. And even when it's in their face, they can make excuses for it. Even when it's in their face. And this goes back to what I was saying before. It's conditioning. You're conditioning Americans. The government is conditioning Americans, average people, to accept this sort of level of control. They notch it up a little bit. It's not fast. They do it very slowly over a long period of time. They just notch it up. You know, they always have a nice little excuse, too, like the alleged bomber on the British plane flying across the Atlantic. Mm-hmm. Oh, he was going to mix some gels together. Now we have to ban all gels from your carry-on bags. And, of course, they did that for a few weeks just to show how strong and tough they are. And then they backed down a little bit and they said, all right, you can have gels under, is it 3 ounces or four?
3 ounces.
Under 3 ounces in your carry-on bag, which, of course, spawned a whole new industry of... You know, you had to throw out all your old travel stuff because they weren't small enough, so then you had to go and buy the new special TSA-approved travel-size toothpaste that they have. But anyway, so it's just a little bit at a time. They just crank up the tyranny just a little bit at a time. The frog in hot water, as mm-hmm. they call it. And most Americans, completely oblivious to what's going on, they believe what the government tells them. They believe that they're being kept safe, when, as you pointed out, Mark, they're not. The government, they botch up their own tests. They don't spot the weapons. They don't spot the bomb-making materials. And that's not to say that they're awful and they need to be beefed up, which, of course, would be what the TSA would say when faced with those statistics. It's to say that we just need to stop this. Just stop the insanity and turn security over to the airlines themselves. Let each individual airline decide what level of security they want for themselves. It's their assets that are on the line. It's their investors' money that's going to be taken out of the sky if a bomb goes off. So let them invest the money into whatever security protocols they want to. Problem solved. That way consumers get to pick, based on their preferences, what level of security they want. Because inevitably, the airlines will have differing levels of security. That's what competition will result in. But in the meantime, until that happens, which... You know, that's not going to happen anytime soon, as long as this federal government is still going in the direction it is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Ron Paul would turn that around, because I know he wants to get rid of the Department of Homeland Security in its entirety, and I think that would solve the problem. But,
real nice.
You know, so we've got our fingers crossed for that. I'm not getting my hopes up. In the meantime, they'll continue to crank up the security, so-called, which, again, is just security theater, because they're not actually keeping you safe. They just try to make it look like they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're not keeping you safe, but they are inconveniencing you, and they are hassling you. But again, most Americans, they're asleep at the wheel, man. And it's really frustrating, isn't it? It's frustrating to watch this all happen. It's like we know what's going on.
It's difficult to think what one person would do against the TSA.
You can't. You can't do anything. If you want to fly, you have to play by their rules. You are walking onto their turf.
Yep.
And there's no way to get around their rules. Okay, we know you don't have to show ID, but that doesn't mean they aren't going to screen you. That doesn't mean they aren't going to hassle you. It'll just make it worse for you. So as things continue to get worse, they continue to sort of train people to accept this sort of this imposition on their freedom, this imposition on their travel time, this imposition on their lives. And then inevitably, they'll accept the next step. Whether that next step is the next terrorist attack that happens, going to be a tanker truck run into the side of a building somewhere, blows up half the building, like kind of Oklahoma City all over again. And then they'll say, oh, well, that's it. Now we're going to have to crack down in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to need the TSA. They'll probably make the TSA bigger. They'll probably make the TSA so it can, sit in the streets random checkpoint style. Or maybe they'll bring in the military, because they did pass the Military Commissions Act, the Defense Authorization Act and the Military Commissions Act together last year, two pieces of legislation that made it very easy and very possible for the government to use the military for policing purposes, something that has been prohibited in America for over 100 years. Prohibited. There was a reason why they said, do we really need the military doing policing things? No, that's not really the appropriate role of the military. The military is supposed to defend from attacks, and that's what the military's role is. But that's changing now. And it's changed in the law without much attention in the press. So the law is in place. It's legal now for the president to put military troops in American streets and have them directing traffic and have them searching cars and have them doing whatever the hell he wants them to do, or she wants them to do if Hillary gets elected. Whoever's in charge has this power.
And it's not good. I don't care whose hands it's in.
Exactly right. So again, there's going to be a next step, and there's going to be a next step after that. Look at the way government works. It gets bigger and bigger and more oppressive.
Name a government program for me that they've done away with.
They did get away with the Spanish-American phone tax.
Right, after there was a huge uproar and after it was brought to people's attention.
And 150 years later, right. Or whatever it was. So the government doesn't get smaller. We would all like that to happen, but that's not what is happening. So as long as government isn't going in a smaller direction, it's safe to presume it's going to get a lot bigger. And so just wait. The question is, what is the next step they're going to take, and how far ahead on the road to totalitarianism are they going to jump with the next step? That's really the only question. What's their excuse going to be, and what are they going to do as a result of it? 1-800-259-9231, if you've got a scenario, what you think might happen, what the next step will be. You know, there are obviously some good signs out there. They haven't run roughshod over Ed and Elaine Brown quite yet, and the Internet is certainly helping things out. Ron Paul certainly generating some controversy and stirring things up a little bit. But if Ron Paul doesn't get elected in 2008, you know, you can expect more of the same.
Yeah.
And even if Ron Paul is elected in 2008, there's still only so much he can do. 1-800.
Well, I would think that would take a huge step towards getting rid of a lot of
awful, and I think you're right about that.
Awful bureaucracy.
And if the people are able to actually hear the message that Ron Paul has, and I don't agree with everything he says, hopefully we'll have him on the show sometime soon, we'll talk to him about that. But generally, he's a pretty pro-liberty guy. And so if people hear his message and respond to it, then that's a good sign, because it means America would be, at that point, finally going back in maybe a more pro-liberty direction. Though, unfortunately, Ron Paul getting elected doesn't mean that they'll also elect a bunch of libertarians at the same time, because Ron Paul isn't running as a libertarian.
Right.
So all the, you know, run-of-the-mill Republicans and Democrats running around the country that are getting elected for the same old reasons, and that is to increase the size of government, even though they say differently. So, you know, we'll keep our eyes on the situation and watch it as it develops here. And, of course, take your calls at 1-800-259-9231. Coming up here, a quick question from a listener. I actually don't think we have time for it right now, but he wants to know about hunting licenses, fishing licenses, kayaking. Apparently, you have to ask the government for permission to go out, stick a line in the water, and catch a fish. And he wants to know if there's any way around that.
Kayaking license?
I don't know about that one, but he mentions it. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Hour number 3 is on the way. Plus, we'll tell you about a 17-year-old who shot a carjacker. And I don't know if he was packing heat or what. We'll get the details on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.